Gosh, what a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. Motorcycles are vrooming. Motorcycles? Great balls of lettuce!
Whoa! Now that's what I call fast and furious. Someone send me Michelle Rodriguez so we can start a family.
Nails! What in the world are you doing?
Gee, craziest shit happened. I was at the dump earlier to find your cookbook I accidentally threw away.
What?
I ain't done. Then while I was out there, I found this sexy beauty of power. And then when I was done with her, I found this bike. Ah, but look at how lit it is, though.
It does look nice. Did you find my cookbook?
Jesus, don't be selfish. Be happy for me and my offspring.
Excuse me? You're the one who came in and disrupted my workout here.
Oh, come on. Like playing old McDonald's any more fun?
It is to me. I told you, this is how I make money. I sell fruits and vegetables at the local flea market.
Shit. Last time I was in a flea market, I infected it with real fleas. One of my less violent pranks.
Oh, yeah. Real clever.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Miss Gale, I'm about to take this ride on a mission to find the Forgotten Island of Side Chicks.
Hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't you be looking for a job?
I was hoping that would be a plot hole. Bruh, do you know how hard it is to find work? Interviews go all fine and dandy, and then you mention you carry pistol cottontail and it all goes to shit.
Nails, when I told you it's okay to open up, I didn't mean it should apply to everywhere.
Well, I mean, you didn't make that clear. But hey, I guess some people are better at raising produce than the future of a society.
Miss Harper made it clear. You have to find work or else they'll arrest you again.
Man, let's be real. Pantsuit lady got a pic of me in the orange jumpsuit over her bed. Lusting over that comes naturally for her. Listen to me, G. Ex-cons got it harder than everyone else when it comes to finding work. Trust and believe, if there was an easy job to get that was in our backyard, I would totally offer my services to... Oh, damn.
A job in our backyard, you say?
Yeah, like a dirt-free, produce-free, kale-free job.
Nails?
I mean, I'd help Miss Lawrence down the street. I'll even wax her in her husband's mustache. It's not that
funny. We could work together in my garden!
Damn it, Gail. You can't yell that shit out loud like that. You got some dirty-minded neighbors. But Nails don't know shit about a garden.
I can teach you all you need to know.
Yeah, that's what fucking scares me.
I always wanted to work with a friend. And now I have you.
And now I feel like I have the Kuroro, because I'm sure that idea made me ill.
Well, if you don't want to, I understand.
Oh, well, thank you for understanding, G.
I just hope Miss Harper understands as well.
You wouldn't.
I think I would.
Girl, you know if you call her, you're going to interrupt her trying to find a man, which she needs desperately. The fuck? G, come on.
Yes, may I speak to Miss Harper? Where's the leak, ma'am?
Yes, please tell Miss Harper a box of good and plenty is coming her way to help with her libido. Thank you. You win. I'll work with you. But just know if we gonna do this, we gonna do it my way. Agreed?
Agreed.
praying little bitch. You keep looking, these arms gonna be round your neck.
Mommy, it's not that serious of a problem.
Not that serious of a problem? My future son-in-law is gone, and not only do you let the riffraff come to live with you, you have her work with you as well?
Nails is not riffraff. She's a great friend who's been through a lot.
Oh, I'm sure smoking and drinking takes a lot out of you.
Mommy!
Don't mommy me, Gale. You are making a huge mistake allowing just anyone to be around you like this. It's not safe in the slightest.
Nails makes me feel very safe.
Hey, G, I'm about to shoot this raccoon in the face if it goes to my office out here.
Gotta go, Mommy. Bye. Nails, no! He has a wife and kids! Oh, jeez. You did it, didn't you?
Calm down, Wody. I just told you that to get you out here. Little did I know you was going to be showing your granny panties.
They support very nicely, thank you very much.
Anyways, look around you for a sec.
Oh my gosh, Nails. You did it. All this produce looks amazing.
See what happens when you trust me?
Sales are going to skyrocket when they see this.
See, I was thinking that too. But then I wondered, how can we kick it up a notch and double the profits? So I grew these.
Oh, goodness. You also grew cilantro as well.
Oh, it's a season tonight, but it ain't that.
Nails! Is this...
The artist formerly known as Mary Jane. Except when I grow it, it becomes...
Goddamn!
You're growing drugs in my garden?
Drugs is a strong label. I prefer the term. Yeah, okay, it's drugs. But Gale, listen, I had an idea. We combine the goddamn with the produce and we can make a fortune, bruh.
Are you insane? We are not breaking the law.
We just put in not a lot to get caught, but... just enough to get some bitches twerking. Hey, turn up.
This isn't a joke, Nails. This is a business. We could get in serious trouble. You will go to jail forever, and I'm gonna have to go too and throw my future away.
Gale, what I do know about business is the same thing I know about life. You can't always play it safe. You gotta take risks. This is a pretty big risk, but I know it can work.
I don't know, Nails.
I understand. But Mr. Coon here don't.
Nails, don't.
Truth is, I did find this little fucker. I just held him hostage in case you got cold feet about my plan. Which you have. Sorry, fake-ass Dalmatian. Gale wants to let life pass by, not take risks, which means she can't save you.
Come on, buddy. Don't pull that trigger.
Oh, I knew I had a protein craving tonight.
Nails, put Cooney down now.
Brain explosion in 3, 2...
Gosh, Nails, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I've been hit harder, believe me. But for you, that was some UFC shit, G.
Really?
Shit, I bet Damien's car felt how I feel now.
I felt my female power again.
And you can feel it a lot more if you leave this safe life.
You're right. Unsafe conditions bring out the best in me. Okay, Nails. I'll join you. But you gotta be patient with me. I'm not used to this.
Well, Looks like this is when I teach you.
Oh, let me just get off you.
No, no. This actually feels nice. I haven't felt this comfortable in a long time.
And I haven't felt any of this in a long time. Hey, little person, stop being nosy before something happens very badly to your body.
Yeah, I got a lot to teach you.